Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah are being learned Leili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Shad Eben Aliyah and Bischos Rachel Bas Gittel and Daniel Yezman Tzpari Rachel Lishi Bigi Bench Bezer Shal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Beis tells us Ein Loikhin Truma Bekasef Maaser Sheni. One is not allowed to buy Truma with money of Maaser Sheni. A Kayin has Maaser Sheni money and he wants to buy Truma. Truma is cheaper than Chulin, so perhaps he wants to buy Truma because it's cheaper or it's more readily available. He's not allowed to buy Truma with money of Maaser Sheni. Why is that? Because now he's limiting the way that it's able to be eaten. Only Kayhanim are allowed to eat Truma, and Yisraelim and Levim are not allowed to eat Truma. And this is not a proper way to treat Maaser Sheni. Now, Reb Shimon allows this. And Amalahim Reb Shimon told them, who's the them? The them is the Chachamim. He explained his Shita to the Chachamim. He said, Ma'im Hekel Bazivchei Shlamim. We see that we are mekel, we're lenient when it comes to a carbon, and shehum hivile de pigol v'naiser v'tame. When an animal is kachim, there's a potential that it could become pigol, naiser v'tame. So loy nakel v'truma, we shouldn't be mekel with truma? What's Reb Shimon telling the chachamim? He's telling them that we know that maaser sheni money is allowed to be used to purchase an animal for a carbon. Well, Reb Shimon says that that puts it at a risk for becoming tame, or you become pusel because of naiser or pigol, and those are all pretty bad things. But still, if we're allowed to use maaser sheni money to buy a carbon, so why not use Maaser Sheni money to buy Truma that has fewer potential issues? It can't become Tameh as easily as a carbon, and it doesn't have as many potential psulim. So Amrulai the Chacham told him that that's not valid logic. Because Ma'am Hekel Bazivche Shlamim, we are Makel when it comes to purchasing a carbon with money of Maaser Sheni, but that's Shehin Mutar Lazarim. It still is permitted for non-Kayin to eat. But Nakel Batruma, does that mean we should be Makel when it comes to Truma, Shehi Asur Lazarim, which is Asur for non-Kayhanim? In other words, what the Chachamim are telling Reb Shimon is that you're right. There are more potential problems that can come with a carbon as opposed to Truma. But we're not dealing with potential problems. We're dealing with what we have in front of us right now. When we buy a carbon, right now, this carbon in front of us is allowed to be eaten by a non-Kayin. So that's why it's allowed to be purchased with money of Maaser Sheni. But Truma that's right in front of us is not allowed to be eaten by someone who's not a Kayin. That's putting a limit on this Maaser Sheni, and therefore Maaser Sheni money is not allowed to purchase Truma. And now moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Misha Hayulai Maaser B'Yerushalayim. Someone has money of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. V'tzarech Lehem. But he needs that money. He needs this Maaser Sheni money to buy something that Maaser Sheni money isn't allowed to buy. He wants to buy something other than food. So what's he supposed to do? He has no other money besides his Maaser Sheni money. Now, however, V'lchaveiro peiros, his friend has fruit. His friend has fruit, which is chulin, which is not Maaser Sheni. So Armel Chaveiro, he's allowed to tell his friend, and obviously his friend has to agree to this, but if his friend's a nice guy, he'll probably agree to this. So he's allowed to tell his friend, Harei ha-mais ha-elu mechulalan al-perisecha. The kedusha of this Maaser Sheni money is transferred onto your fruit. Now, Nimtza ze oichel peris of b'tahara, turns out that his friend has to eat his fruit in a state of tahara, because now his fruit is Maaser Sheni, and v'hala oisot tzarcha b'ma'isav, this fellow is allowed to do whatever he wants with his money, because now his money is not Maaser Sheni. However, v'lo yomar kein la'ama aretz, this fellow shouldn't do this with an ama aretz unless we're dealing with demai. The reason why he shouldn't do this with an ama aretz is because an ama aretz is not trusted to eat his Maaser Sheni in a state of tahara. The only reason why it's allowed to be done with demai, because Maaser Sheni of demai anyway is a suffix whether or not it's really Maaser Sheni. It might not be Maaser Sheni in the first place, and therefore we're more makel when it comes to demai. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalar and Hay with similar halachas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.